This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Raise it. Welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I am your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we have Neil. Neil, we have one of the greatest victories I've ever seen in my life. No hyperbole. It's the best win I've ever seen. What's up?
Not much. Best win since the Reds comeback last year.
There it is.
Yeah. I was running around my room. With the Reds comeback, I wasn't quite doing that, but I was, fist bumping myself for I was getting really hyped. So what a win! What a win!
Absolutely a great win. Absolutely, I was ready to end this post game as quickly as I could because oh boy, here we go. What are the talking points we're gonna make? And now that's all erased. Yep. They come back down 6-2 in the ninth, in the bottom of the ninth to tie it. Up, we'll talk about the craziness about Ono Cruz soon, and then they go into extras, and Bednar does his job, holds them to zero runs, and then Nicky G comes in and just continues to do what Nicky G's been doing, gets another RBI, walk off, wins the game. Pirates win 7-6 today, baby.
Yeah. No, I was dreading it. Like I got to the seventh inning, I'm like, I have to be on tonight's post game. You know, I went and, like, did some chores. I came back for the ninth, and then, people got on base. I'm like, all right, this is fun, I guess, Jack Suwinski, Osmond Grindall, good job. And then the drop double play happens, and you're like, oh, now I'm getting invested. And then, well, O'Neill Cruz is a special, special man. What a special player.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Neil, I just like a peek behind the curtains. We have to set up the show like beforehand. So we get here going on and I have the title already. Pirates drop the ball, lose to the Giants 6-2, whatever it was. Right. And you're just sitting there. It's like, oh, well, there's a run 6-3. At least it'll go down like totally defeated. And now it's 6-4. Yes. Now it's 6-5. Whoa, Neil Cruz is up. What's going to happen? And 121.5 miles off the bat. Neil, two times O'Neill Cruz broke the record today. But the hardest hit baseball in Major League. 120.4 and then 121.5. Ties the game. Three hits tonight for O'Neill Cruz. Man.
The ball just flies off his bat so effortlessly. Like they were talking about on the broadcast where his first hit was hit so hard that it prevented him from getting a double, just because where it hit, he hit the ball 120 miles an hour into the corner, and the right fielder had the ball before he reached first base.
Yeah,
that's so.
Yeah, we're in the O'Neill Cruz hits the ball too hard territory. He's too good.
Yeah. And his May has just been something else. Like, a lot of people were saying he was, I think ever since the Gregory Polanco comparison, he has been by far the best player on this team.
Which, yeah, there's the Jordan, I took that personal meme right there.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, we do forget that he was, like, missed a year, and it's a results-based business. But, I mean, I think everyone can see how he's growing into the season.
For sure. For sure. So before we get any further, just to mention, BetOnline is your number one source for NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today, get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts here. Neil, let's just go from the very beginning, right? I mean, Logan Webb's taking the mound for the Giants. He's been very, very good this year. Martin Perez taking the mound for the Pirates. And, you know, he actually has been pretty good too. Now, as of recent, not as strong as he's been in the past. And you have to just say it. We're going to go here now. That way we can continue and build off of this and talk good about him more later again. But, you know, Jack Suwinski, O'Neill Cruz, don't know what's going on the outfield. O'Neill Cruz drops the pop-up, essentially.
Yes.
Two unearned runs for Martin Perez, who was struggling. He had a high pitch count that first inning, but, like, should have escaped it. And, again, it's 2-0 there. Yeah, that started things off not too good, down 2-0 with Logan Webb pitching. Like, you're thinking, oh boy, this is going to be kind of tough to come back from. But, like, I want to say the Pirates weren't overmatched by Logan Webb. I'll say that they're hitting the ball pretty hard all game long.
I said this in the Discord, but I really feel like they were really unlucky against Logan Webb, because watching them take those at-bats, that was some of the best process I've seen from the bats collectively this year against a really good pitcher. Like, they were being aggressive. They were hitting the ball hard. It wasn't on the ground. You know, I think it was the fourth inning where you had those back-to-back line drives that went straight to Luciano from Gonzalez and Suwinski. You know, and, like, I was saying, like, you know, I was about to get on here, like, the post game before, you know, we came back and said, like, you know, I will take this process for the rest of the season. But no, but the bats finally came through. But I really don't think we were that bad against Webb tonight.
No, like, I agree with that.
It felt like we should have scored more than two runs.
Well, that's a feeling almost every game from this team. However, tonight it was, like, legit. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do want to say that, like, this didn't come out looking like they should be down 6-2 theoretically. And again, two of those runs should never have even occurred.
Yeah.
So, like, this game really seemed like a much closer game than what it appeared and ended up being 8.5 innings into it. But like I said, like, I definitely wanted to point that out. You know, I mean, they were hitting the ball very, very hard, very well on Logan Webb. And as pointed out here in the comments as well, like, Luciano was just eating everything up at shortstop. I mean, why was that guy at every position needed to be? This reminded me of, like, the 2013 Pittsburgh Pirates, where, like, defensive shifting was still a thing. And it's like, this guy was everywhere you needed him to be. And then if he wasn't, he just became there. What a great defensive performance by him as well. That, again, really backed up Logan Webb's performance tonight.
Yeah. Logan Webb got really good defense from his players. Martin Perez, I have my issues with him, but yeah, you know, two runs. Probably you can even argue he makes it to a sixth inning if he doesn't have to pitch an extra, like, 10 pitches in the first.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, like, you know, I liked what I have not been so positive about what the Pirates bats have been doing all season. So I think it's something to build off of.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, I guess with Martin Perez, what's ironic about him is he starts off the season as essentially your number two starter behind Mitch Keller. Mm-hmm. And he looks very strong, very good, you know, for the signing, what he's to be and such. You can't say much negative about him. And again, like the past three starts haven't been as strong. Today, again, like I felt like he pitched better than the numbers support, more or less, but it still wasn't that great. But he is essentially this team's fifth starter at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are talking about Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, and by God, I don't know how I'm saying this today. It is May 21st, 2024, and I'm about to say Bailey Falter's your very, very solid number four in this rotation, which really, again, like makes Martin Perez like your fifth. If he's going to get out there and more or less give you some innings in what he's done this year, again, this rotation is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like Martin Perez, again, just it wasn't great today, but it wasn't as bad as it looked either.
Well, and I think my big issue with Martin Perez is that he was kind of brought in and he was advertised as this big innings eater type of guy, but he hasn't really shown the ability to like eat innings. He hasn't gone past the fifth inning very often. And, you know, like his play style is to get up so many base hits and he's forced to throw so many pitches. But like I said, if he was the second starter, that'd be a huge problem. This team would be even in a worse spot than they already are. But as a fifth starter, you can live with it.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
You can live with it until Johan Oviedo returns.
Yeah, right. But I mean, again, what you said is true. You do want him to go deeper. However, of course, the defense didn't allow him to go deeper. Mm-hmm. But he does go today 4.1, has the two earned, four strikeouts, of course the home run he to give up, three walks, and that's what was giving him some trouble early on. I said that pitch count got really high that one inning. I mean, he had three guys in a 3-2 count that mm-hmm. inning. And again, like he danced around, he got out some things, and you know that big error allowed two runs, gave him four runs in his outing, again only two earned. But yeah, like he to me, he easily could have gone five plus today if it was a normal game played with regular, typical, normal defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it sucks that, you know, that he couldn't go longer. And, you know, Ortiz really had to put in a shift today. But yeah, like I wish that we could have gone and gotten a better starter with some of the money that we used in the offseason. But overall, it's fine. Like, you know, we won today's game. And Martin Perez, like all our starters, kept us in the game.
Yeah.
Martin Perez has kept us in pretty much every game except the Brewers game.
Right.
So,
and again, I agree with that. And if that's your number five star at this point in time, you can't ask for too much at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully more innings. But
he's performing better than Rich Hill on Rich Hill.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
For sure.
You're seeing the return on the investment, but I am kind of missing Marco Gonzalez a little bit.
Well, you say that now.
Yeah. I know. That's
part of the thing with Marco Gonzalez is you usually miss Marco Gonzalez. At any rate, though, I mean, like you said, just back to this game. The bats were kind of there. I do want to say something that is kind of funny. So Kutch leadoff, right? I've been talking, hyping up Kutch, right? Mm. He goes 2-for-5 today. I don't know what's happening with Kutch. And I say this because I've been hyping him up. He's had such terrible luck. Look how good he's hitting the ball. And he's getting absolutely lucky now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple times. I mean, there's been like a handful of times these past few series where he's been on base and he had like no business because of just poor, terrible defense or whatever. But hey, when you get bad luck, you get good luck. Things even out. He starts and leadoff goes 2-for-5 today. Has, of course, the big RBI as well at the end there. And yeah, like O'Neill Cruz, 3-for-5. 2-for-4 for Nicky G. Just to keep continuing talking about Nick Gonzalez. I mean, that guy has been looking very, very good. And then I got to say it again, like 1-for-4 for Yasmani Grandal. He's been clutch so far this year. He's not a great hitter. He hasn't been a great hitter. He's been good enough. He's been better, I think, than most people probably anticipated. But if anything, he's been clutch.
Yeah, except I think running a little bit might have completely destroyed his body tonight. He exited the game. Like he had to run around the he had to run from like 2 seconds, and then he had to score. And I think that was too much for his body because you left the game injured, right?
He might need to hit the IL. Henry Davis, who homered again tonight, he's got to come back up. Grandal had to run all the way across home plate.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't like his defense, but the bat has been way more than I ever expected. Because I when the signing happened, all I could like do was look at his numbers since 2019, and the numbers aren't good. And it's a very small sample size, but you know, an 800 OPS is welcome on this team anywhere.
Oh, for sure. So yeah, man. Like, I don't. Do you just want to talk about the ninth inning at this point?
Yeah, I mean,
like, anything else you want to talk about? And like, I guess you know what. Before we get there, let's talk about some of these relievers as well. This is where that's going to get dropped down a little bit negative, guys. Hang with us, Cal Nicholas. I have my beef with Cal Nicholas and on this team, and I'm not going to draw this one out. But this is why the Rowanzi DFA did shock me. I assumed they were going to keep him on to have the depth. He hasn't. Has he been good? No. But, like, has he just completely lost games for this team and blew up? Also no, in my mind. Cal Nicholas is, like, that guy who can do it. And, like, you see reasons. And you saw the Cubs game where he walked 13 batters, I feel like, in one inning. And today it was starting to go there as well. I mean, this guy just can't find the strike zone. When he does find the strike zone, his stuff is filthy. It just seems as if he can't find the strike zone, and that's his problem. And he saw more of it tonight. And like this game felt like it was about to escape them even further. Luckily, it came together. Nicholas only had one run allowed on him. But I've never really been quite the believer in him. If there's going to be a role, it was going to be in relief. And it hasn't been pretty. And we're talking about even about in AAA. Like, it just has not been good for him this year.
Yeah, he's kind of the Colin Selby of this year's team, isn't he? Really objectively nice stuff, but he really can't throw strikes, you know?
Right.
It stinks because, like, the Pirates have had several guys like this. You know, like, I think of Johan Ramirez, and I think of Colin Selby. Now, Kyle Nicholas is just kind of on that same trajectory of guys with really good stuff but cannot locate it to save their lives.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yep. And then to work backwards, when Perez came out, Luis Ortiz did come in. And Luis Ortiz has had, like, this... Now at this point in time, right, like, I feel there's enough sample size. Looking back at Luis Ortiz in his role and what he's done this year, like it's a 3.08. It's a 3.08 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
He's performed and the numbers are there, but I feel like every time he's out there, I'm just like, oof. Is that how you feel? And like today was more of that. And he goes 2.2, gives up one. Like that doesn't hurt your team, right? Mm-hmm. But a ton of hard hits. It never looks good, I feel like, with Luis Ortiz.
I'm just at peace with what Luis Ortiz is.
Okay.
And I think he's good in this role where you need to bridge the gap to the actual bullpen. You need these two innings, you need three innings. And I think he does that job just fine. You know, like you're right, the hard contact means he probably just won't be able to be a starter. But even with the hard contact, it was happening last year. His sinker still got outs. He is still a productive member of the bullpen, doing a pretty thankless job.
Yeah.
So, like, I have no problems with Luis Ortiz because you're not going to get a superstar in the role that he's playing. And I think he has saved our hides multiple times over the course of the season, just by pitching us out of hairy situations.
So, like, I agree with all that. But what I also feel is I'm not sure how long that's going to last. Like, I feel uncomfortable with how he's performed, if that makes sense. And also, in another sense, it's like Luis Ortiz wasn't supposed to go from the guy that throws 100 and holy hell, he could be a middle guy rotation, who, you know what, he does a thankless job in the bullpen. That's kind of disappointing itself. And again, not to go too far down that route, but just talking about it, like the strikeouts really aren't there. He's still walking guys. I mean, granted, like what's funny too is he's giving up a ton of hard contact, but he actually isn't allowed. He only has one home run on the year in 26.1 innings. You feel like he should have 6 or 7 by now, the way guys tee up on him, if that makes sense. But yeah, like I just kind of feel uneasy with him, but he has done the job. And today, again, this is kind of a backwards compliment to him, but kudos to him. Like he did the job, 2.2 innings, only allowed one run. The Pirates still somewhat in the game.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, at that point in time, the worry is the offense can come back from a 5-2 lead, not if, Luis Ortiz needs to give up less than one run. You know, I think over three innings of work, one run against the Giants team that was seeing the ball pretty well today, I think that's mostly fine. But you're right. The hard contact is very much an issue, and it's always going to limit him, I think, permanently from becoming like an actual starter. But, you know, it kind of makes sense because remember, he was like a no-name guy for most of his minor league career. So I think in hindsight, it's like it's pretty impressive that he has a major league career to begin with.
Yeah. Agree. Okay. So we talk about the relievers. Do we want to get to the ninth inning here? How exciting was that, Neil?
The ninth inning was awesome. You know, like
this team was down 6-2. We are talking about the 2024 Pittsburgh Pirates. We are talking about the team that we've talked over and over and over again that at one point was down to a 61 weighted runs created plus over a month span. This team couldn't hit with runners in scoring position at all. They couldn't hit with two strikes. Well, they just couldn't hit, period, for the most part. And so now they're down 6-2, and the Giants weren't messing around. I mean, they allowed a base runner on, then they warmed up their closer. The closer comes in, Dotel comes in, and he's throwing kind of wild here. And the Pirates are capitalizing, and they made it 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth, down 4 runs, tie this thing up. I didn't think this team had it in them.
Yeah, no, and I when Duvall came in, I'm like, well, this was fun. But now here comes like the end, you know, and I'm good to see some life from the offense. And then it just kept happening. The offense kept like we grinding out really good at bats. A little bit of luck from Luciano, who decided in the right moment not to play defense.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point, too. He was killing the Pirates all night long, and then he gave it back. So thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, Hayden, thanks for the super. I have to read it because he paid. God damn, who's hot glass of water on the right? Neil, buddy. Them glasses.
Thanks, Hayden. come anyway.
As you were.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Like just the infield hits, the walks, like it was very much small ball. And it's like that thing that was like really annoying. If the shoe was flipped and you were watching as a Giants fan, I think I would have thrown something.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, like, they're both in the same situation, more or less. Like, they're both in third place in division. As a matter of fact, now, yeah, they're both 23 and 26. Mm-hmm. So, either or, like, us as Pirate fans looking at the Giants, you think of that, and as Giants fans looking at the Pirates, it's like, we did this to the Pirates. We had the Pirates down 6-2, and they came back and beat us. So yeah, that's gotta be awful. And also, like, again, the way they did it, Pirates Twitter will be going off talking about how the Pirates are pirating, because that was the most piratey way to lose a 6-2 game, and the Giants did it.
Yeah, I mean, that was Doval turned into April Bednar.
And, yeah, but, and May, like, Bednar turned into April Doval.
But Rodgers was also really, really bad. Like, you know, really good hit by Grandal. You know, a really nice doubles in the gapper. Like, Suwinski, too. Like, I mean, Suwinski, I think the results haven't been there, but this might just be like me trying to find positives. But man, like, I think he's looked better and a lot more comfortable at the plate. Like, that might be me trying to.
That might be fair,
but
we're grabbing. But at this point in time, you kind of are with Jack Suwinski. Now, granted, like the numbers have supported, but when you face Jameson Taillon the way he is, that'll definitely bump up those numbers. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's better than what he's been weeks before, so maybe things are turning for him. And hey, again, like it's the Paul Skeens, Nick Gonzalez effect. I mean, those two guys came up, and this team has been better ever since, hands down. So maybe there is something to Jack Suwinski turning the corner. This team needs him to. Mm-hmm. This team needs him to.
And the nice thing is that, you know, the Pirates have not been good, but the rest of the National League has been so bad that it doesn't matter right now. Like, you could you are still a game out of the wild card right now. And even playing like close to 500 baseball the rest of the way, like, probably puts you in a spot to compete for a wild card spot. And so this just, you have to start building off of this, you know, like,
yeah.
And they have been, like, you know, you take 3 or 4 from the Cubs, you win the series against the Giants. Like, there are positives you can build off of with this team. Like, the pitching staff is just going to be good enough that you can survive a lot of this bad offense.
Absolutely. And what I want to say here also is this was a big win because of the fact it lines up next is Jared Jones and Paul Skeens. And you feel as confident as you can be that those two guys are going to pitch their ass off and do what you can do to win those two games. Tomorrow is Blake Snell also returned from the IL. So, like, tomorrow's a big pitching matchup. Could go either way. But then Thursday's Paul Skeens, like, that matchup you feel is, and no game is a guarantee, right? But you feel like the Pirates are favored to win that one. So with tomorrow being such a coin flip and winning tonight, you see a path of 2 or 3 happening. You know, that's why tonight's game of winning it was so important. They can get back-to-back, you know, series victories. As you're talking about, like, now you're starting to stack some wins. This is why you're starting to feel maybe some positive thoughts about the Pirates. So, and again, like, this was a big for a May 21st victory. This was a big May 21st victory, I feel.
Well, we decided to, you know, lose really badly for 30 games. Like, these games have to matter, and they have to matter a lot. We kind of dug ourselves a hole, but yeah, like the offense, I don't think that the offense could physically stay as bad as they were just as a major league offense. I don't think that was possible as bad as I think it would be. But no, like you can see the inklings of a good team when Cruz is hitting like this. when he's hitting like this, a superstar. And that ninth inning double was just a work of magic.
Like, so just go into that. So it starts off Nick Gonzalez grounding out. And again, right away, you're just like, I mean, it's the ninth inning. This team's going to lose anyways. Regardless, let's get this over with. Got to go to a postgame show. Pirates drop the ball, right? And then Jack Swinski's up. And, you know, that's a strikeout coming. He walks. And that's what I said. And the Giants were like, we ain't messing around. They, like, almost immediately get the bullpen ready. Then Grandal doubles. So now you have guys on first and third. They make the change. They bring in the closer. Triolo walks. Then G1 Bay gets up. He singles. Andrew McCutchen gets up. He reaches. Brian Reynolds gets up. He ground out, but the scores. And then, right, let's get to the big guy. O'Neill Cruz is up. What was going through your mind when O'Neill Cruz is up to bat with two guys on, down one run to Dotel?
I think Doval. I was just saying,
I'm sorry, I keep saying Doval.
I think my head was with him, please just a hit over and over again, just a hit. Cause you know, he is strikeout prone. Brian Reynolds just hit into a ground ball, like not a great hit. You just got lucky twice. Two balls that could have been ground balls. I was just like, please just a base hit. Just one base hit. That's all I was asking for. I didn't even need the 120 mile an hour double again, but I'll take it.
I was just in pure amazement. I was just like, and again, like we know what O'Neill Cruz is. This could go either way. You know, it easily could be a strikeout. Doval makes him look silly, or it could be a home run or this. And like I said, when he hit that, and Greg Brown said it before I can even see it on StatCast, 121.5 miles an hour. That dude wanted to win this game. Like, hands down, he wanted to win this game. He had three hits today, all 116 plus, two of them 120 plus. Like, this is what's so okay. I'm not gonna say the word great. What I'm gonna say is people talk about exit velocities and like who cares about O'Neill Cruz and exit velocities and this and that. He is fun to watch. He is entertaining. Vince Carter didn't win any championships, but you know what? You've watched hundreds of hours of reels of his dunks because he does things that no other man in the world can do. And that's why O'Neill Cruz is just so damn entertaining and fun to watch and talked about and hyped. Does the winning matter more? Yes. Does the production matter more? Yes. The production's also coming, by the way. It's there. But he does things that no one else in the world does. And you know what? That is absolutely entertaining. I want to see it. I want to go on YouTube and watch O'Neill Cruz highlights all night long because it's fun. It's entertaining. And he does it again tonight.
But he's a unicorn player, and I don't think I've ever seen a player like him play for the Pirates. Not the most talented player I've ever seen. But
no one like him has played for any team. The closest is the Yankees because they have Judge.
And Stanton, yeah. Like he hits the ball as hard as
but Stan prime. Runs – he runs like a 9-second 40 right now.
Yeah, and he's even losing a little bit of speed because of the ankle. He's still insanely fast. Like he's not the fastest guy in baseball anymore, but you know, his range, he that dropped pop fly. It's crazy that he even got there before Suwinski did. You know, I think Suwinski has to call him off, but Cruz gets there before Suwinski does and he's running backwards. Like is everything he does it's so cool.
Right. Yes. So, again, then it goes into extras. Bednar comes in. You guys are all worried. I don't know why. David Bednar, he's clutch. He gets the job done. For those listening to the podcast, yes, there was a sarcastic eye roll. He gets the job done. Giants don't score. Now Pirates come up. And who's up the bat? Nicky G. What happens? Another RBI. This guy, I mean, we talk about clutch. Nick Gonzalez has been absolutely clutch since coming up as well. And he wins the game. Nick Gonzalez has gone to, is this guy even a major leaguer? He's not even a prospect anymore. We're dropping him off the list. He stinks. He's walking off the baseball game.
Yeah, no, it's Nick Gonzalez. Again, I think I mentioned this the last time that we were on, and he just looks so much different at the plate. Every single time last year, you had zero confidence. He looked like he was overmatched. And now, you know, I think his first hit was off a sweeper too. You know, he's not hitting breaking balls well, but he is seeing them so much better. Like, the strikeout rates are not there. Yes. The strikeout rates have dipped. And there's still a problem there, don't get me wrong. And he's going to have to adjust when MLB pitchers stop throwing him fastballs. But for what he's doing right now, it's awesome.
Yeah, I want to keep this good and upbeat in a sense. He's not hitting the breaking pitches, but I think the biggest point is, like you mentioned, but he also doesn't look completely overmatched this year. He's fouling off a lot of them. He's staying alive. That's the difference. So will pitchers adjust? Absolutely. And again, I'm waiting to find his adjustment. We're going to learn a lot about Nick Gonzalez, I feel like, this year. So far it's been great. It's absolutely been great. Now on the year, 282, 310, 462, a 108 way to runs created plus. And he's doing the damn thing.
Yeah. I do have a question though, because I asked you this last time you were on. Is Bednar back now? Is Bednar?
I'm not answering that. Two reasons why I'm not. It's early still. I'm not comfortable saying Bednar's back still at all. But also, if you saw the tone of this game, every time I said this inning's the one, it wasn't the one. And the time I didn't say it, they scored four runs. So I'm not saying, for the sake of everyone, I'm not talking about Bednar if he's back. How's that? How's that for your answer?
A little bit cowardly, but I'll accept it.
I'll be a coward. All right. Neil, is it time for sandwiches?
I think it's time for sandwiches.
Everybody. If you haven't done so yet, and even if you have, do it again. Hashtag raise it in the comments for your chance to win two Permane Brothers sandwiches, because the Pirates won. And if the Bucks win, you win. So go ahead and do so. Let me go ahead and get this up. Right now, we're currently at 100 entries. And while I do so, as always, if you haven't, go ahead and like this video. Subscribe if you haven't already. You can hit the join button below. Also, check out our memberships. They start at 99 cents to $4.99. Each of them come with different perks. You see the people that are putting in the Permane Brothers emojis in here right now. You can get that perk by just 99 cents. All the other emojis and such. We're up to 107. Come on, guys. Hashtag raise it. I'm doing it in 3, 2, 1. Who's it going to be this time, Neil?
Hopefully me.
This show looks more rigged by the day. Dale wins. Dale Clapper. Congrats. So with that being said, Dale, go ahead, DM us any social media. All I need is the address to send this to, or you can email us, of course, at northshore9@gmail.com. And we'll get those. There they are. We'll get the... let me get rid of this. We'll get your free sandwiches, baby. So how's that, Neil? How's that for a post game?
Sounds good. I didn't know so many people were opinionated about my soccer jersey that I was wearing. But
it's all about the New Balance.
Yeah.
And the stash and the glasses. You're looking good, Neil. What can we say?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
We're always repping the Ireland national team. It's kind of blocked because of this. There you go.
There it is. Show, represent.
I don't tan, all right. So I'm basically full-blown Irish.
Well, guys, it was a very fun game. Very fun post-game. Appreciate everyone who joins, as always. We're going to get out of here, though. We will be back tomorrow after the post-game. Again, it is Jared Jones Day. Jared versus Blake Snell. That is must-see TV. I can't wait to watch that game. We'll see you back tomorrow, though, afterwards for that. Hopefully for some more sandwiches.
Bye. Sounds good.
We out of here, Neil?
I think we're out of here.
Let's do it. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.